Don't buy now. Don't buy now has gone mad. We're all over the internet. The lead article on The Age at the moment. Get out of the housing market whilst you can. It's imploding as we speak.
I'm completely and utterly against whatever it is you're standing for.
Well, that's interesting because the market will destroy
you. Will destroy you. That's what this morning started off with. Our campaigner David Collier on Red Simon's ABC Breakfast Show. Yes, the campaign we've been talking about over the last few weeks has taken right off. It's the lead article on The Age website. If you go there right now and look at home buyers strike threat. There's interviews happening on ABC Radio National, ABC Adelaide, 3AW, Sunrise TV tomorrow morning, all because we're concerned about the state of the housing market and trying to get young people to have a think about entering the market at this point in time. The entire global economy has been brought to its knees through rampant over-speculation and over-investment in housing and the land that it sits on. And for some reason, many people in Australia believe that Australia is immune to those same forces that brought down almighty economies like Ireland, Greece, Spain, the USA, the UK, maybe not so almighty, but Iceland and Latvia. It wasn't so long ago Iceland and Ireland were seen as dream economies, and that was going to be the they were going to be the dream economies of the future. But because they wasted too much money on housing, because all the incentives are towards speculation in that field, banks were encouraged to lend more than what people could realistically earn from those locations. And when that happens, at one point or another, the greater fool story is exhausted. And many speculators like to think that there's always a greater fool out there. So it doesn't matter how late in the economic cycle it is. Sure, there will be someone else who's sillier than me that will come along and buy it. Well, that's what they said in California. They told their people for years and years, the development lobby, that there was nowhere to build houses. We needed more land, so the government opened up more and more land, rezoning farming land, valuable arable farming land, for these concrete suburban sprawl fests. And once it became apparent that people were spending too much on housing, it just, the sums didn't add up, you couldn't earn the money to pay them off, well, bang. All those speculators realised the game was up and put their properties on the market, and from that, prices crashed. And we're seeing the same sort of things going on here in Australia. And if you go to our parent body's website, prosper.org.au, you'll see the main emphasis of the campaign. And on there, there's the Home Buyer Abstainers Pledge, and it reads, "It is economically irresponsible to expect young adults to commit to 30 years of heavy debt merely to get on the first rung of home ownership. The current price of Australian real estate grossly overvalues land relative to take-home wages and salaries. Compounding this, Australia is in the grip of a housing Ponzi scheme similar to that which has brought the Northern Hemisphere economies to their knees. I undertake not to bid at auction or negotiate by private treaty to buy real estate until prices moderate, just as they have in all the countries we compare ourselves to." Well, in just over 24 hours, there's been over 400 people who've been locked out of the housing market who have gone to our website, prosper.org.au, and signed that pledge. We're looking to get it up to 10,000, hopefully 20,000 signatories, so we can really start pressuring Minister Plibersek and Minister Guy here at the Victorian State Government levels so that there can be a more realistic tax framework set in place so that housing once again becomes a human right rather than a priority of speculative might. And what's going on at the moment is that comparing February 2011 to February 2010, there are 46% more properties on the market. So we've told time after time that there's just not enough supply out there. We need more land so we can build more houses. Well, where on earth has this mysterious 46% just materialised from? You'd reckon that would be the headline story on The Age. Well, this week they had a big story on Monday talking about how first homeowners were again priced out of the market. And demographer, I think, Bob Birrell came out with a report talking about how the price of land now is at the end of last year, only 3 out of every 10 lots for sale in new housing estates were accessible to average income first home buyers. Last night, lying on the couch, I almost threw the remote at the TV as I saw the latest Delphin real estate ad. Come and invest. Set your dreams up with us at Delphin. And advertising house and land prices at $369,000, which of course is probably well beyond most people's wages. And the bit that really got me annoyed was it said, until sold out. Well, I can tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that if you go for a drive through any development from any of the big Australian developers, essentially anywhere on the planet, the same trend exists, that only a certain number of properties will be drip fed to the market. It seems to be somewhere between about 12 to 20 per month will be auctioned in what we're told to be so lucky. Lucky land release number 12. Lucky land release number 28. Well, back in the 50s and 60s, if not earlier than that, and you can look through the National Library archives and see these fabulous, colourful, hand-drawn posters advertising land sales. 220 allotments for sale this Saturday morning. Come between 9 and 11 a.m. and purchase your slice of the Great Australian Dream. So you could see that with 220 properties hitting the market at once, smaller size developers could perhaps buy a property and build on it and sell it to someone. Maybe you're a handyman and you know how to fill out the town planning application forms. You build your house and get it up and running. Well, that is not the case anymore. As with so many areas in our economic framework, we're dominated by these large corporations which can dictate terms to the labour force that work for them and dictate the release of the most precious resource we need, some land upon which to stand, can be fed to the market however they want. So this article in The Age, which has a big red sort of auction sign on it and sort of a bit of online media hype and kind of doom and gloom behind it. Let's have a listen to Chris Zappone from The Age talking about this campaign. They've done a little video for it.
So what are we seeing with the so-called home buyer strike? Is it the apocalypse in home prices that's been predicted for years in Australia? Well, we should probably step back for a second and take a look at what's really going on. We're seeing some legitimate frustration by people who are incredulous about the movement of Australian home prices over the past few years, and also people who find themselves priced out of the local market mixed with social media and the possibilities that that entails. This allows them to communicate in a way and to vent their frustration in a way that would have been impossible a decade ago. One interesting element that is exposed by this sort of story is that there is a bit of a generational divide between those who've been in the property market for decades and who've benefited from their price increases of their homes and those who are struggling to enter the housing market. In some cases, young people who can't afford to buy into the markets that they've grown up in. Now, what's going to happen from here? No one can really tell, although it will be interesting to see what sort of effect this might have on next weekend's auction clearance results.
And let's hear my colleague, Miss Anne Schmid, read out some of the comments. As you may be aware, the online community can be quite insightful and, a bit aggressive too. But let's hear dear old Anne read out some of these commentaries.
Okay, and here's Chaz. If prices go down, which mass unemployment will follow, I won't sell, but I will buy more properties. Sounds great. Get a Job says, here we go again. Gen Y thinking the world owes them a living and a house. Do what we did and get two jobs, work hard and stop expecting the world to support you. Get off the internet, off the phone and iPod and do something to earn what you want. Or just keep living with your buddies and go nowhere like you're doing now. And No More Greater Fool says, time to tell the government Gen X and Gen Y aren't going to pay for the mistakes and greed of earlier generations. And next one, let's lynch the landlord. The only solution to Australia's housing problems is to spend even more money on real estate. And Don, could someone explain to me where the figures of undersupply in the housing market comes from? If housing was in short supply, the auction clearance rate would be at 100% every week of every year. There are more than enough houses in Sydney. Undersupply is not having a bearing on the market. It is greed and overspeculation. Remember, commerce transcends everything, even if that means telling a few lies. And PPP says, can someone slip me the day this is going to happen? I'll pop out and snap me up some bargains, while the other punters are sitting on their hands with their bottom lips sticking out. Ha 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 ha. Oh, did everyone beat me to it? And Exa says, this isn't lunacy. At some point, people just can't pay. The only problem is that credit will dry up and housing will still be out of reach for most. Boomers never had it this hard. They can eat dog food upon retirement, for all I care. And Bruce says, I like the idea of a buyer strike as promoted by GetUp. I am 59 years old and own my own house, but have two children who don't. So I am happy for our bloated house prices to come down by 10% or 20% or so. You would only have to defer buying for a year or so for it to begin the deflation of our ridiculous house prices. Let's do it. People power. And the last one, Strike Force One. What a hoot. I suggest all the sellers go on a strike. Let's quadruple the housing prices and get our just rewards for working multiple jobs and sacrificing so much whilst these whingers sit around partying and blowing their money on frivolity.
And there we have some comments from the Age article, Home Buyer Strike Threat. The original name was Online-Campaign-Targets High Cost of Housing. And there's over 450 comments there, inspiring and inflaming a lot of opinions around this country. Well, why shouldn't you be concerned when you have a look at capital gains, the weekly real estate section in the Age newspaper? Have a look at 95 Queen Street, Melbourne, next time you drive past. It was bought in 2007 for $4.1 million, sold in this year, 2011, for $7 million. So around about $3 million in 4 years. Not bad magic money, if you ask me. You can't get that sort of return in the banking system. What are our best and brightest people doing being attracted into this market that really does nothing productive? Can you tell me whether that developer, that speculator who owned that property at 95 Queen Street did anything to that location? Well, 99% bet they did nothing, and they're just buying and selling because they know in time the community will have developed. We will have built new roads and services. More people would have moved to Melbourne, and the demand for property will keep going through the roof. And above and beyond that, they would know that the government wouldn't change the tax system so that there was some sort of level playing field between workers and investor speculators. It's a world of magic money, and RP Data sums it up beautifully here in this little piece. Looking at holding periods in our capital city suburbs, they write on their blog, Ivanhoe East in the east of Melbourne recorded the longest average hold period of all capital city suburbs at 16 years. Over that 16-year period between May 1994 and May 2010, median house prices within Ivanhoe East increased from $250,000 to $1.25 million. I can hear your brain squelching. What on earth have I been doing working? Let's just give up and speculate. Well, it may well be too late. As we said, it may well be too late to join the speculators because on the weekend there was a 59% clearance rate in Melbourne, 61% clearance rate in Sydney. 34% of just 49 properties on the market were sold in Adelaide, and 31% of 48 properties in Brisbane were sold. So, gee whiz, they can only find 16 people to buy a house in Brisbane. That is the sign of the times. The market is quivering, and we've been talking on past shows about just how much unsold stock of apartments there is in Brisbane. It really is starting to add up. So do not buy now. Do not enter the market. Go to prosper.org.au and sign the Total Buyers Abstainers Pledge, I think it's called, to build the pressure on the government to do the following. Abolish stamp duty. We want to get rid of it. The real estate industry, and so would the investment industry, everyone essentially wants to get rid of stamp duty. That is essentially a GST-type transaction tax upon the sale of all properties. It impedes turnover. People hold property off the market for longer to ensure that the expected capital gains will cover whatever stamp duty they have to pay. Now, to encourage the fluidity of the market, we need to replace it with a higher and flatter land tax. At the moment, an affordable block of land around about, well, if there is such a thing, there really isn't. But if you owned a block of land for around about $300,000 in the western suburbs of Melbourne, you would pay barely $300 in land tax and around about $900 in council rates. That $900 would be approximately 30% less than the family next door to you because you've smashed the house down, Mr. Speculator, and from that reduced the supply of housing because the council rating system is on the improvements. It's a capital improved valuation rating. So if you put solar panels on your roof, you get taxed. You put a water tank on your property, you get taxed. But if you smash a house down and hold it empty for thousands and thousands of days, there is absolutely no penalty compared to the monstrous capital gains. I haven't worked out the figures for a little while, but in the December 2009 quarter, the difference between renting a property was something like $17,000 or holding it empty and just banking on the capital gains was $120,000. So why on earth would you bother with the risk of somebody putting a fist through your wall, some renter doing that, when you can just hold it empty and just flip it in the 13th month? A few little fancy tricks. You avoid paying capital gains tax. Perhaps you've benefited from Bill Shorten's latest family trust law manoeuvring so that those lucky 600,000 families who have family trusts can now avoid paying more tax. Very interesting to see in the UK last weekend. Over 500,000 people storming the streets, complaining about tax dodgers. Now, I haven't been able to track down the report yet, but apparently one of the things that inspired this protest is a group called Uncut UK. And again, on prosper.org.au, you'll see a video I've put up of these guys, some young people using social networking like we have with this Don't Buy Now, Home Buyers Strike. They've used it to get the word out amongst young people that this absolutely sucks that multinational companies, that major developers can avoid paying their fair share back to the people. And from that, services are being cut throughout the UK and the people on the ground are feeling it. Those walking on red carpets are laughing all the way to the bank as the US quantitative easing keeps pumping up the share market in America. It's going to be very interesting to see what happens in the US in about June when they run out of their QE2 funding. They would have pumped prime $600 billion into the US economy by that time. All right, well, let's have a listen to this interview that David Collier did on ABC Breakfast Radio this morning.
There's a rather disturbing viral campaign. Social networks have been buzzing about an idea put out originally by Prosper Australia. David Collier is the spokesperson for Prosper Australia, and they're proposing a home buyer's strike. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Red.
I'm completely and utterly against whatever it is you're standing for.
Well, that's interesting because the market will destroy you.
That's exactly right. What are you proposing?
We're suggesting that all those first home buyers who are currently locked out of buying a first home go on strike and stay that way.
But what about the rich people, David?
Well, the rich people are about to endure one of those very long cycle events where of wholesale wealth destruction. That is, anybody invested into property in a big way is going to get terribly, terribly hurt.
Oh dear, I'm going to have to keep working then.
You will have to keep working.
But this is only, what if you think this is going to, there is a property bubble and it's going to burst?
Absolutely. We've blown the biggest bubble I've ever seen. It's bigger than the US bubble, which has burnt and blown up and burnt a lot of people over there. Just overnight, the Case-Shiller index has come in again in the last month. It's fallen another 1% in the US. And a 1% fall in a month means 12% in a year.
So if you're going to have a buyer's strike, first home buyers saying, no, I'm not going to buy anything, I'm just going to keep renting, is that going to burst the bubble more quickly?
No, what's happening is that people are individually and privately making that decision all by themselves. They're basically locked out of the market. Prices have got to such a point that that somebody with two incomes, that is, your typical policeman and teacher, two salaries and a large deposit is not enough to buy yourself a starter home in the outer suburbs. So basically the prices have got so high that the starters can't get into the market and therefore they have to wait. And they're just going to build up a bigger deposit while they wait.
Do you want to buy my house?
No, thank you. The price of your house is going to fall for about 6 years.
Oh, stop it.
How long it takes to wash it out, and roughly the value of your house will halve in that 6 years. I could be wrong, it could be lower, it could be a bit higher, but we're about to see the whole thing fall on its face.
You sound like my mate Steve Keen, the apocalypse. He predicted the property bubble bursting about a year and a half ago.
That's right, and he premises his conclusions are on the excess of consumer debt. We are so in hoc. The whole society is terribly, terribly in hoc. And it comes a point where when people say enough, and that's what this buyer strike is about, is young people saying enough. I am not going to commit to 30 years of poverty simply to buy a starter house.
Right. Steve Keen, of course, did famously sell his property and has been renting. It could be argued that he's made a premature evacuation because the bubble hasn't actually burst yet, has it?
No, it hasn't burst, but it is imminent. As far as I can see, it's only a matter of time. And that's why this buyer strike, this call to arms to us, to all those young people who are disappointed, who are locked out, who are miserable because prices are so high and they simply can't afford it. Their families are giving them a hard time. Oh, why don't you go out and buy a house? I made sacrifices. Well, when they made sacrifices, houses were 3 times earnings. They're currently between 6 and 9 times earnings, and it's impossible to get started.
You're not a young person yourself, are you, David?
No, I'm not. But well, I'm also out, like Steve Keane. I don't own property at the moment. I've had 3 properties in the past, one after the other. But I'm out of the market now, and I'm just going to watch everybody else go down the tube.
Right, so you're renting with Steve Keane, are you?
Yes,
you've got the apartment next door. Well, I'm a bit disturbed by the idea that there's going to be a burst of the property boom, but I guess there's something vaguely inevitable about it. You couldn't give us a time, could you?
This is the beautiful thing. Nobody actually knows. It hasn't burst yet, and it could go on longer. But if it does, the prices become even more extreme and the pain in the end will be even worse.
Right. So we should all sell? If we got houses, we should all sell now?
Well, it's probably a bit late, actually, unless you want to put your house on the market this week. Already, in my opinion, the number of houses available at auction already exceed demand, and we're about to see that supply increase even further. Basically, anybody who owns a house is pretty well stuck, I'd say, unless you want to get it up on the market right now.
Righto. Well, thank you, David, and don't call again. David Collier, spokesperson for Prosper Australia, who are proposing a buyer's strike because now is not the time to buy because it's going to get cheaper later on, apparently. Much scarily cheaper. Paul has called from Point Cook. Hello, Paul.
Hello, Red. How are you going?
You sound young. You're my enemy. Are you, you part of this buyer's strike?
Quite the opposite, man. I am going to be buying up as much as I can and renting it out to the poor buggers who have nowhere to live. So, David, give me a call. I'll be happy to rent you something.
And there we have Red Simons chatting with David Collier. And, yeah, well, that is the power of mainstream media, the ability to brainwash everyone into believing the sort of magic money at 95 Queen Street is available for everyone. Bought and sold between 2007 and 11 for around about $3 million in profit. Magic money for some, but what about those people who have been left behind? No wonder there is violence erupting around the world. No wonder there is revolution on the streets because the people have had enough. You guys at the top end of town have taken for generations after generations. It's time you got realistic because things could well get uglier in Western democracies. I'm not threatening, but it's just the way things work. If you get dudded over for too long, the people will stand up. So my name is Carl Fitzgerald. This is the Renegade Economists. Keep an eye on China. The volume of sales in February may well be a telling month, dropped by 64%. The overspeculation there is just beyond belief. 64 million empty homes on the market, wishing for another greater fool to come along and buy these inflated property prices. So if the Chinese economy blows, well, that's it for the global economy for the next decade. The US has already played all their cards. Anyway, I am out of here. We'll see you next week on The Renegade Economist. Check out the Facebook.com/don't buy now page. It is booming with feedback and commentary, and hopefully you can get online and help speak from the people's perspective, not the spruikers.
Promote your community event, be it a rally, meeting, fundraising gig, call out for entries, or piece of agitprop on 3CR's online community calendar. Not-for-profit community organisations and activist artists are invited to upload...